On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team opens up their season this weekend with the NSIC RMAC Challenge in Winona. Mason Walters with us. How has this preseason been different with a new coach?
Obviously with a new coach, it's going to be different. Just everything is different. We have a new system, everything we call is different. The way we play defense is different. Our conditioning was different. I mean, just the whole thing, everything was different. It took some getting used to, but, we're kind of coming together now, and it's nice to be in game week.
Basketball players have always told me that the preseason is really a grind because as soon as school starts, coaches can get some one-on-one time with you guys, and then you practice for about a month before you play, and by the time you play, good grief, let's play already. Is the extra time really beneficial when you've got so many different things happening?
Yeah, definitely. This year, our first game was actually 2 weeks later than every other year that I've been here. So that actually worked out well where, we're putting in a new system and doing all the different stuff. And we had two extra weeks to get that put in. We started right away in August working on that. And we've had, almost 3 months now to get that put in. So we're looking forward to see what that looks like out on the court.
Biggest question is, who's going to replace James? There isn't a single answer for that question, is there?
No, there's not. I think collectively as a group, we're going to have to, make up for that 22 points a game and just all the production he gave us. It's going to be a tough thing to do. He was a big loss, so, it's going to be hard, but I think we can do it.
Is it even maybe understated how much the loss of Bryce Tesdall is going to affect you guys too?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He was our leader. He's first team all-conference performer. His passing, his leadership, it's a big key to our success last year. So, obviously losing that, that's as big as losing James. So, two big losses there that we have to make up for. And, that's going to make things a little tougher. But, we're going to work hard and try to accomplish what we need to do.
Two pretty good teams on the schedule this week, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. Metro, I think, is ranked 5 in the nation to start the year. We went out there last year and played them, and they kind of took it to us. So we're eager to play them again, show them what we got. And Colorado Springs was also a tough game, and they have a new coach too. And so we'll have to come out and play hard against both teams.
Winona is a very difficult team for a road team to play when you're playing Winona. Can you even imagine what it's going to be like? I'm assuming it's going to be a little stale environment-wise this weekend, but can you imagine what it's going to be like playing there with a neutral crowd?
Yeah, it's those are always tough, those neutral games. Not as much fans, hard to get the energy up, but, it's still a game, and we still have to come out and play hard, and, every game matters. So whether or not it's neutral or home or away, we still have to come out, play hard, and compete.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.